USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has tweeted he's delaying for 2 weeks the deportation raids that were scheduled in about 10 U.S. cities. He says he'll wait to see if Democrats and Republicans can work out a solution to problems at the southern border. And he says if they can't, deportations will begin. Three administration officials told the Associated Press that the operation had been canceled because details had been leaked to the media. The president also says he'll be Iran's best friend if it renounces nuclear weapons. Before leaving the White House for Camp David, he said he's imposing more sanctions and that military operations are still on the table.
If the leadership of Iran behaves badly, then it's going to be a very, very bad day for them.
He says, I'm neither a hawk nor a dove, but a man with common sense. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
President Trump is fending off accusations of sexual misconduct again. A New York-based advice columnist claims the president sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at a Manhattan department store in the 1990s. The first-person account was published in New York Magazine.
I have no idea who she is. What she did is terrible. What's going on? So it's a total false accusation, and I don't know anything about her.
The president said, I have never met this person in my life, although the magazine shows an earlier photo of them together. E. Jean Carroll writes, the then real estate mogul pushed her up against a dressing room wall and forced himself on her. A team of federal crash investigators are in Hawaii to figure out why a plane carrying skydivers crashed, killing 11 people.
Air 1, assist Battalion 4, Battalion 5 with a downed aircraft. This is near Mukulele Beach Park. On B5 Factory at 1841.
The audio from Broadcastify.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A popular resort in the Dominican Republic is taking action after a bunch of people died under suspicious circumstances. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
The Hard Rock Hotel in the Dominican Republic is removing all liquor dispensers and guest room minibars after a string of suspicious deaths and illnesses in the past year at the Dominican Republic resort. That's according to hotel management. Now, regarding some of these deaths, former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams tells Fox News how he would handle the investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of and what is causing or precipitating the illnesses there.
The Arizona Game and Fish Commission has voted to ban organized contests where hunters try to kill the most coyotes or other predators for prizes. The vote bans contests that require registration fees or prizes for killing the most animals. The Oregon legislature is considering a law banning the practice, and New Mexico's governor has signed a new law banning the contests as well. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.